fans y bienvenidas al episodio de nou.
Hello, welcome to episode 19 of the Liza Linguist podcast.
¿Qué tal, Alex?
Bé, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Sí, bé, també. Una mica cansada. Do you know what that means?
Not a clue.
I feel like I told you this once before, cansada, when we were walking around for ages in Barcelona.
Tired?
Yeah.
Tired.
Sí, estoy una mica cansada.
A little bit tired,
yeah. Because just to let our listeners know, a little update, we're in the process of moving at the moment. So apologies that this episode's come out a little bit late. But yeah, we've had a busy, busy weekend of moving things in, moving things out.
Cleaning,
lots of things going on in the new place. So yeah, apologies again, but we're quite busy at the moment. But yeah, just let's get straight into it. Last week, we were looking at different forms of transport, how to buy tickets, getting around, you know, trying to figure out what train to get on, what time, etc. But we haven't so far covered anything to do with the airport situations. So if you're learning Catalan, the chances are you may be traveling or have traveled from afar. I mean, we know a lot of our listeners are from all over the world, so you may be wanting to travel in and out of Catalonia or Catalan-speaking regions, and you might need to know some vocabulary and phrases at the airport.
Yeah, I'm pretty useless in airports. I normally trust Christina to get us everywhere we need to go.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some signs in English and Spanish in a lot of airports, but it can still be useful to know a lot of this vocabulary to get around at the airport.
D'accord. Som-hi.
Som-hi. So, starting with the obvious one, the word for an airport is un aeroport.
Un aeroport.
Sí, un aeroport. Okay, aeroport. To say the airport, it would be l'aeroport.
L'aeroport.
L'aeroport. Yeah, so it's got that L apostrophe there. Okay, l'aeroport. Let's put this into a phrase to practice it in context. So, do you understand this? Vaig a l'aeroport. He's looking at me like, you forgotten badge?
Yeah, I can't remember what badge is.
So, we did this one when we were looking at a place in the town. It was a while ago now. We talked about, you know, getting to different places in the town, and you said, Vaig a l'aeroport. Vas a l'aeroport. It's a verb. Yeah, vaig. From the verb anar. The infinitive is anar. I can't remember if we went into too much detail about this verb, but we definitely learned vaig a. What might you do?
Go to
the airport, yeah. So it's I go to the airport. Yeah, vaig is I go, which is quite a useful one to know. So vaig a l'aeroport, I go to the airport. What about, hopefully you know this one, on is l'aeroport? On is.
Is an S to be?
Yeah, it comes from the verb to be. So it's the third person, isn't it? He, she, or
they, you.
No, you're just guessing pronouns now. He, she, or it, isn't it? That third one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like you're talking about the airport. It is, yeah. It is, or it could be is, or it is. So on. L'aeroport is a Barcelona, or is a Reus, or on is.
Is it?
Where is the airport? Yeah, I remember on is l'aeroport. Clearly, Alex is a bit tired as well today. It's been a long weekend. On is l'aeroport. Where is the airport? Okay, so it's a bit of a recap there. Badge is I go. On is, where is, yeah? Like, where is the bank? Remember those? On is a la bank. On is la estación. Those kind of things. Okay, the word for a flight is un vol.
Un vol.
Un vol. So what if I said then, a quina hora es el vol?
Is it what time is your flight?
Yeah, what time is the flight? Yeah, al vol. What time is the flight? Yeah. So I might reply, you know, if you ask me that, al vol es a la squadra. What would that be? Al vol es a la squadra.
So the flight is at 4.
Sí, exacto. The flight is at 4. Yeah, so again, we tell the time. We say a las, plus the number. Yeah, a las cuadra, a las cinco, etc. Muy bien. Now, to say a flight is boarding, okay, you might need to know when it's boarding and listen out for this. We might use the verb embarcar, is to board. Okay, so embarcar.
Embarcar.
Embarcar. So again, you might hear something like, or you might want to say something like, ¿A quina hora embarca al vol?
¿A quina hora embarca al vol?
Al vol, sí. What do you think that means?
Is that something like, at what time are we boarding?
Yeah, at what time? Does the flight board?
Oh, okay,
does the plane board? ¿Quién hora embarca al vol? What time are we boarding? Yeah. So again, the reply to that could be something like, al vol embarca a dos quarts de sis. What would that be?
The flight is boarding at
Do you remember how to tell the time from last week? It's a bit complex.
So it was like 5:45.
Yeah.
So like 5:30.
Exactly, yeah, good. 5:30. Yeah, dos cuartos de seis is actually what we would say 5:30. Okay, brilliant. So all this stuff, you know, hopefully you already know that before you get to the airport, what time the flight is, etc. But, you know, these are conversations that you might have with other people. You could ask someone, like, al teu vol, your flight. So, like, a quina hora es al teu vol?
A quina hora es el teu vol?
Muy bien, sí. So, remember that word, like, al teu is kind of like saying yours. If you remember that family episode where we said, like, la teva familia. Yeah, remember that? We said la meva familia, so a lot of the time we change the, you know, the M's to T's. So like al meu pare, al meu germà, yeah, al
so
meu vol.
My father, whereas el teu would be your.
Yeah, your father, your brother, your. And in this case, it's also masculine, al vol, so it's al teu vol. Yeah, so a quina hora es al teu vol? What time is your flight? So how might you reply?
So would I say something like el vol embarca a cuatro?
A las cuatro.
A las cuatro.
A las cuatro. Yeah, so that would just be the general, what we've just done, like the flight boards at 4. Yeah, like you board for the flight. But if you want to say, like, technically my flight.
So if I say at 4, I say a las cuatro.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to say 4:30, would I still say las? So I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, good point. You don't actually. Yeah, it's only for like the hour, or when it's on the hour, you say a las, you know, or a la una, a las duas, las tres. But if it's like 5:30, you just say a dos cuartos de. Yeah.
Okay.
A dos cuartos de cinco would be 4:30. Yeah. But as we were saying, the whole al teu vol, how would you say my flight? If it's al teu vol is your flight.
El meu.
Al meu vol, yeah. So you could say al meu vol es a las seis or whatever. Okay. Speaking of this word embarcar, you might say or you might hear things like, for example, la tarjeta d'embarcament.
La tarjeta. D'embarcament.
Sí, it's a bit tricky. La tarjeta d'embarcament. So it sounds like that word embarcar a bit. La tarjeta d'embarcament. Any idea what that could be?
I haven't got a clue.
No? So you might, when you're bored, you have a boarding...
Pass,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Boarding pass, okay? La tarjeta. A tarjeta on its own could be like a card as well. Like una tarjeta, like what you pay with. So, yeah. But it's like a boarding pass, we would say. Okay? We also could have la porta d'embarcamin.
La porta d'embarcamin.
Sí. La porta d'embarcamin. Any ideas?
I'm trying to think of other things in English that we use.
for
we had a boarding pass. Luggage.
It's not. This is where, if you remembered your French, la porte, no. Porta is a...
A door.
A door, yeah. Sorry, just to let this listener know, I was doing the... I was miming it to him then.
I was going for a toilet if you hadn't done
the The boarding toilet. But yeah, I guess we technically don't say like the boarding door. We would say the gate, right? But that's, yeah, where you board the plane. So the gate is la porta d'embarcamin. Okay? So what if I said, ¿Quina es la porta d'embarcamin? ¿Quina es?
So would this be... This where is?
Not where, because remember that where is on. You could say on is, that would be where is. On is la porta d'embarcamin. But if you're asking quina is, we had like
quina
hora. That word quina.
What? What yeah. time?
A quina hora is at what time, but quina on its own.
I can't remember what quina itself is.
Because technically, if you break that down, a quina hora, it's like at what time, at what hour, like hora is hour. So at what hour does the flight board or whatever? So that question word, quina, is actually, what's the question word?
What?
What, yeah. Although, bit of a caveat here. Technically, the word what is que in Catalan, yeah, but you can also have quina. It's a little bit more like which, yeah, when you've got like a definite thing, like you've got a certain number of gates, haven't you? So you're asking, which is it? Yeah, like, which is the gate?
Okay, which gate is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, which gate is it? Okay, muy bien. So they might reply, you know, if you're asking someone there, you're not too sure what your gate is, you might hear something like, la porta d'embarcamin es la vin. What would that mean?
So would that be the boarding gate?
Mm-hmm.
Is like gate 20.
Yeah, Labin, gate 20. Good little recap of numbers again. Another thing you might need to know is the word for baggage, like you said, luggage. This is equipaggio.
Equipaggio.
Yeah, difficult. Equipaggio, also because the spelling is a little bit strange. We've got this Q-U I there, you know, the silent U. So it's equipaggio. Okay. So you might get asked, you know, if you're checking in baggage, for example, the question might be something like, ¿Te equipaggio per factura?
¿Te equipaggio per factura?
Factura.
Factura.
Sí. Yeah. Any idea what that means? You've got that word equipaggio that we've just done.
So it's about your baggage. Mm-hmm. So is it like, do you have any baggage?
Yeah, exactly. That word te is do you have. Yeah, the polite version. He, she, or you plural, or it, that weird one. Te equipaggio, do you have baggage? Per factura is to check in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like if you've got baggage that you want to check in, you might say, yeah, tengo equipaggio per factura. D'accord? Finally, you may need to know the word for a delay, if sadly you have a delay. We've experienced this before, haven't we?
Pretty much on every single flight.
Not every single one, but gosh, yeah, it's been...
I mean, Ryanair is literally a delay on every flight.
Yeah.
Actually, I shouldn't say bad things about Ryanair, if you want to...
Yeah, don't say bad things about Ryanair.
Just in case someone's listening. No. Want to give us free flights.
Free flights, oh yeah, if only, yeah. Sponsors. So, if you have a delay, A delay would be un radar.
Un retar.
Mm-hmm. Un radar. Okay. So again, you might hear something like, ya un radar.
Ya un retar.
Sí. Ya un radar. What do you think that means? Remember
is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like, is there?
It could be if it was a question. Yeah. Yeah, un radar. Is there?
There is.
Or just if it's not a question. Again, yeah.
Like there is a delay.
There is a delay. Yeah. So if you remember, we've kind of talked about this before, haven't we? Sometimes we don't have a question word there. We just put intonation on it to make it a question. Yeah. It could be okay. There is a delay or is there a delay? Just like when we said, ¿Qui ya la de familia? Yeah, who is in your family? And en la meva familia, ya, in my family, there is, blah, blah, yeah, or some, etc. Genial! So, we're going to see all of this again, kind of in a little bit more context now, in a sort of role-play dialogue. So I'm going to give Alex something to read out, okay, as if he's asking some staff at the airport, some questions. That's going to be me, I'm going to play the role of the staff. Okay, so see if you listening can follow this dialogue, and then we're going to break it down a little bit afterwards as well. D'accord?
So me. Hola, ¿a qué hora es el vol?
El vol es a las 9.
¿A qué hora embarca el vol?
El vol embarca a 9:15. ¿Té el passaport?
Sí, aquí té.
Gràcies. I la targeta d'embarcament?
Sí, aquí té.
Moltes gràcies. Té equipatge per facturar?
No, no és necessari.
Necessari. Molt bé.
Quina és la porta d'embarcament?
La porta d'embarcament és la porta 15. Però, ho sento, hi ha un retard. El vol sortirà a les 10.
Ah, d'acord. Gràcies.
Okay. I'm not sure if you understood there what I was saying, because you seemed quite happy at the end there, saying, ah, d'acord. Yeah. Well, I told you something a little bit, you know, not good news, like you were just ranting about Ryanair there. Do you know what I was telling you? Well, I'm not going to ask you that just yet, because we're going to, you know, start from the top and break down this conversation that we've just had. So, we started with Alex saying, hola, ¿a quina hora es el vol? So, what did you say, Alex?
Was it, hello, at what time is the flight?
Yep, good. Hello, at what time is the flight? Again, we've got that question word, ¿quina, haven't we? But because we've got, you know, a set number of times it could be, we don't say ¿qué?, we say ¿quina? ¿Quina hora es el vol? Okay. And I replied, ¿el vol es a las 9?
So would that be, the flight is at 9?
Well, bé, the flight is at 9. ¿El vol es a las 9? Then you ask another question. ¿A quina hora embarca el vol?
Would that be at what time are you boarding the flight?
Yeah, at what time does the flight board? Yeah. And I replied, el vol embarca a 9:15. ¿Té el passaport?
So this would be the flight is boarding at 9:15, so 8:30.
Yep, good. That's a good way of thinking about it.
And then, ¿té el passaport?
Yeah,
so it's something about the passport, right?
Exactly, yeah. We didn't really do this earlier on, but I thought, you know, it's a fairly easy one to guess. It's a bit of a cognate.
So, like, do you have your passport?
Exactly, ¿té el passaport? We imagine this is maybe when you're checking in, yeah, and they always ask you for your passport, don't they? You might ask a few questions, and you get asked, have you got your passport? And he said, sí, aquí te.
Is that like, yes, I do?
What Nearly, yeah. Yes, what was that? Akite. Remember that we saw that in those restaurant situations, like, akite.
Oh, like, here you go.
Yeah, here you go. Here you have it. Yeah, because again, we've got that verb, de. It could be akitens if it was informal, but we imagine because we don't know the person, we would say, or they would say, akite to us. And then I said, gracias. Y la tarjeta de embarcamiento.
So would that be, thank you. Is that like, here is your boarding pass, or...
You know what? I've just realised, obviously, when you are checking in, you would actually get the boarding pass from the staff, wouldn't you? But here we've said, as if the staff is asking you, la tarjeta de embarcamiento, and then you said, sí, aquí te. So, I don't know, I wasn't thinking there. Clearly, don't get that many flights, and I'm not used to. But you know what it is? We always have it printed out beforehand, don't we? So we actually have to then show it to people. So they might ask, you know, you might have a staff member at some point. You know, when you're going through security, they ask you for your boarding pass, yeah? So, you know, they might say, de la tarjeta de embarcamiento, or...
So was that, here is your boarding pass, or is that...
It was just asking, like, because obviously you gave the passport, and then the staff would be like, y la tarjeta de embarcamiento, it's just a general, and your boarding pass.
Okay, yeah, so sometimes it's they don't ask. Your boarding
and
pass.
And your boarding pass, yeah, y la tarjeta de embarcamiento, and you said, sí, aquí te.
Yes, I like, yes. Here you go.
Here you go, yeah. So just imagine it's a different conversation, not when you're checking in. But this would, again, be when you're checking in, I suppose, when I said, muchas gracias, de equipacha per factura.
Thank you very much. And then this was luggage.
Yep.
So would this be, do you have any luggage... To board or to check in,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Same sort of thing, yeah. Good. And you said, no. No es necesari. I was a bit mean there because obviously we've not come across this word before, necesari.
Yeah, you could have told me that before.
Yeah, apologies. This is what happens when you rush these things a little bit. It's been full on. So, no es necesari. What do you think that means?
Well, it seems pretty... Obviously, I'm going to guess it's like, no, that's not necessary.
It's not necessary, exactly. That's why I thought you didn't really need to have it pre-learnt. But yeah, it's not necessary. No es necesario. Okay, and I said, molve. Then Alex asked another question. God, so many questions. You're so needy. You want to know everything. ¿Quina es la puerta de embarcamiento?
So would this be... Where is, or would this be like at which gate are we boarding?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is the boarding gate? Which is the gate? Yeah, what gate is it? And I replied, la puerta de embarcamiento es la puerta 15.
So would that be the boarding gate is gate 15?
Yeah, exactly. La puerta 15. As we said, normally the word puerta is door. Yeah, but in this context, we'd probably say like a gate, a boarding gate. But then I also added something else. Però ho sento hi ha un retard. I'll stop there.
This be something like, but there is a delay.
Yeah, but, pero, but. Y a un radar, there's a delay. What about that usento?
Usento.
Pardon. It's like...
Oh, like, pardon. Sorry.
Sorry, yeah. But sorry, usento is like, I feel it, you know. Usento y un radar. I'm sorry, there's a delay. And then I said, el vol sortirá a las 10. Now, we've not seen sortirá, but would you understand if I said, el vol surt a las 10?
Will this be the flight is delayed by 2 hours or something?
No. 2 hours? Alas deu? What's deu?
10.
10, yeah.
I hope it's not delayed 10 hours.
No, it's not delayed 10 hours. But if you just try and remember from last week when we said, a quina hora surt el tren? What was that verb surt? The verb surti.
No, I can't go. I'm doing terrible. My memory's awful
today. Oh, Alex, what's happening? So, remember, el tren surt a las tres. The train leaves at three. Yeah, that leaves. Surtir is to leave.
A flight leaves at 10.
Yes, that's what el vol surt a las there would be. I kind of changed it up a little bit to make it a bit more challenging. I mean, I know this is beginner Catalan. I feel like I'm kind of getting a bit more ahead of myself and going advanced. But if I say surtirá, if it's delayed, it's not it leaves at 10, it
will
leave. Yeah, so I've added a bit of just future tense there. Okay, so I know that's a little bit more advanced, but it's good to, you know, just understand it a little bit. If it comes up and you're not too sure, you can kind of guess still because it sounds similar, doesn't it, to sur. So el vol surtirá a las 10, the flight will leave at 10. Okay, and then Alex seemed super happy and was like, oh, God, gracias. Now you know what it means. You wouldn't say it so enthusiastically.
Depends. If he's coming back, then I'd maybe happily take the delay stay. Yeah.
Maybe. But you'd be in the airport. Like, you don't really want to be stuck in the airport.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Although I quite like being in the airport. You just kind of...
Nah, it's horrible.
Do you think? I think once you've, you know, once you pass security and you're just like through, you're just waiting to board, then I'm just like, oh, I'll read a book, I'll listen to a podcast, I'll do whatever.
Get drunk.
No, never. So yeah, Alex said, ah, d'accord, gracias.
Ah, okay, thank you.
Exactly. Muy bien, Alex, there we go. That was it. That was the whole conversation. How did you find it?
Really difficult, actually.
Difficult, yeah. Oops, sorry. I hope you listening didn't find it too difficult and you were maybe a bit more on the ball. Alex might just be a little bit tired of all this house move situation going on. But yeah, you might have to do a little bit more revision.
Yeah.
Go back over the episodes and look at the show notes, yeah. So the lesson notes that we put on Patreon might be quite useful to just look back on as well. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys, for listening as always. We hope that you found it useful.
Actually, mentioning the show notes, just want to say a huge thank you to our new patrons. We have Laura, and I'm sorry I don't know your name, but you go by the nickname of the Caligamo.
Yeah, I don't know. We just got you as a new patron this morning. So thank you very much. And yes, thank you to Laura. Thank you to all our Patreons for giving us that support. And we really do hope that you're enjoying those bonus lessons, you know, the lesson notes, the transcripts, etc. And even if you're not part of the Patreon, thank you guys for just listening and showing your support, you know, rating the show. We're super pleased that we've got 35 five-star ratings on Spotify at the moment. So thank you. If you haven't done so, it literally takes 2 seconds to do. So we would really appreciate it as it means, you know, more people can find us and learn Catalan as well, along with Alex.
And on that note, what's next week's lesson going to be?
Oh, you're so eager. Keen bean, eh? Want to learn more? Well, we're not going to be learning more. I mean, there might be a little bit, you know, I like to throw in some new words. But as we've reached our 5-lesson kind of milestone, we're going to be on episode 20, aren't we, next week? So we're going to do a bit of a review of the last 4 episodes. Okay, so you don't need to panic too much. There's going to be more new vocab thrown at you in grammar. We're going to go over it and make sure we're happy before we move on.
So a test on all the things I forgot.
You better get revised. All right, on that note, we shall see you again next week. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Y fins aviat.
Gracias. Adiós.